Listener, good morning and welcome to another edition of Media and Society, a weekly program show on Express Radio that often discussed on different issues as it relates to the media and society. In the last two episodes of this program, Professor Ayo Adamu gave us a thought on the meaning and importance of social media. And Professor is with us this morning to respond on some of the questions sent in by our team and listeners. Professor, good morning, sir.
Good morning, listener. Assalamu alaikum.
The first one comes from Awala Kofar Jaji. He say, Professor, what do you characterize a situation where someone's reputation was damaged in a social media? Is it a negative or positive impact of social media?
How can it be whether negative or social impact of social media? Social media is not alive, it's not a living thing. It's a facility, it's an impact. The same question could be asked, if a car kills somebody, there's an accident and the car kills somebody, whom do you blame? Do you blame the driver of the car or do you blame the car? So if somebody's reputation is damaged on social media, you don't blame the social media because the social media is just an infrastructure. You blame the person who writes whatever it is on the social media,
so
because
social
media cannot write itself.
Okay.
It cannot say you are a good person or you are a bad person.
Okay.
It cannot drive itself. It cannot kill people. It's a person who drives a car who kills people. A knife cannot injure anybody. It is a person holding the knife who injures other people. Social media is an infrastructure. It's a facility.
Okay.
It is you who make it good or who makes it bad. But it is an inanimate facility. So if somebody uses social media to damage your reputation, it is not the fault of the social media, but the fault of the person. Just like if somebody uses a car to knock down somebody and kill them, it's not the fault of the car, but the fault of the driver.
Okay. Yes, the second one comes from Aisha. She said she spent most of her hours chatting instead of studies, and she has now become so addicted to it. What is the way out?
The way, only way out is to discipline herself, to become a little bit more disciplined. Nobody should say stop using chatting, but create a time for chatting and create a time for study. Tell yourself, I will study for at least 2 hours a day. Now, out of 24 hours, you take 2 hours to study. You spend maybe 8 hours to sleep. That's 10 hours. You have a lot of other time to do other things. If you look at the time you devote to prayers, no matter how good you are and thorough you are in prayers, it's not more than 1 hour per day. So 1 hour per day on prayers, 2 hours on studying, and then 8 hours you're sleeping. So if you combine 8 plus 2 plus 1, that gives you 11 hours. And that means you have the rest of at least 13 hours to do your chatting. That is fair enough if you really have to chat for 13 hours.
And Abubakar Suleiman Dauda, FCE, he says, we know that there is a form of control or censorship on the traditional media by the government. Who controls the social media or social network?
Nobody does. Nobody, because it's just simply impossible to control it, because nobody knows the locus of production. You only control something when you know who the producer is. But if you don't know who the producer is, there is no way you can control them. And that is why I'm surprised when some governments start prosecuting people for writing things on social media. How do you know that the person who writes on that social media is really you? I'll give you an example. In Kuwait, some time ago, a woman received a text message from her husband on her phone where the husband says he has divorced her. The case was taken to court and the court rejected it. And the reason why the court rejected it is because there was no way they could determine whether it was really the husband who sent that message. Even though the message came from his number.
Okay.
But the judge decided that it could be possible somebody stole the number and the phone and then used the phone in order to send this malicious message to the woman. So you cannot control it because you don't even know who is manufacturing it, who is producing it, where they are located. And you can only do that if you can get somebody to prosecute.
Okay. The next one came from Macy. She say, I don't see Facebook as a social media, but rather as a tool of social mischief, full of lies, deceptions, and lack of privacy.
It is not social media. It's not Facebook, first of all, is not social media. It's social network.
Okay.
It's a conversational engagement and so on. Now, if it is full of mischiefs, lies, and so on and so forth, then it is the people who are behind it that are full of mischiefs, lies, and so on. As I kept saying, social media, social networks are just infrastructure. So what would you say, a car that knocks down somebody, you could say cars are full of evil, they are dangerous, cars should not be driven. It is the drivers who are dangerous, it is the drivers who motivate the cars, it is the drivers who drive recklessly, not the vehicle itself. So Facebook as a social network exists as an infrastructure. There are many people who benefit from it because they think it is very good. It helps them to network, it improves their life, it creates new networks for them. And then there are people who are using it also to kill other people, to destroy other people. It is your intention that determines the use of social media, not the social media itself.
The next one comes from Salamatu. She said, Professor, I totally disagree with you that the social media has no negative effect at all, because I am a victim of online sexual harassment by a renowned important personality in Kano, and he succeeded by crushing me down. What can you say on this?
I like the disagreement. I like people to disagree with me. I don't like it in the sense that people will always say you are right. I always like people to say challenges. I don't agree with you, because they have an alternative perspective, and that's how we all learn. So if I say something and somebody says they disagree with me, I'm very, very happy. So thank you very much, Malama Salamut, for disagreeing with me, because it gives me a room to improve, to debate, to explain, and do a lot of other things. Now let's go back to your issue. You said you were sexually harassed by somebody. When somebody called you or wrote you or tried to engage you on social media, what steps did you take to protect yourself? You tell them your name, you give them your address, you give them your numbers, you give them all sort of information that you should not, under normal circumstances, you will not. If somebody just stops you in the road and says, Malama Salamatu, how old are you? Where do you live? Can I have your phone number? You will not give them. Why do you feel that you have to give somebody personal details about yourself on social media when you cannot give it to a person that you can see physically? So there is this onus of responsibility on your part. If a child does something wrong, then there is an onus of responsibility on the part of the child to accept that they are also partly responsible for that. You probably encourage that person by giving him too much details about yourself. And that is the first fundamental rule of social networking. Protect yourself, protect your privacy. Somebody will come in and say you are fantastic. Try to find out who they are. Try to find out whether they are genuine or not. But when you trust somebody with your details, somebody that you don't know, then you're asking for trouble. If somebody stops you in the middle of the road and demand to know who you are and other personal private details about you, you are not likely to give them. You are likely to tell them, I will not give you. Now that is somebody you can see, somebody you can evaluate, somebody you can judge. And what about somebody you can't see? You don't know who they are. You don't even know whether it is you are talking to a man or to a woman. You don't know who they are, where they come from. Why would you give your details to that person? So there is a lot of naivete on our part of people who use social media. They tend to believe whatever they see, they tend to believe whatever they hear, and therefore they tend to accept blindly whatever somebody in social media tells them. So the first rule is protect your privacy. Okay. If something happens, don't blame the social media, blame yourself. Okay. Like the case of Cynthia, the girl who was killed by somebody she met on Facebook. I mean, she met them on Facebook, she told them she would like to order some supplies in Lagos, and they told her that they can supply the products to her in Lagos. She got to Lagos, they took her to a hotel, they drugged her, tied her up, raped her, and killed her. So who is responsible for that? Is it the unfortunate girl, Cynthia, who trusted people she doesn't know? Or is it the people who are evil? Because people will be evil. There will be ways of trying to lure away young girls from their homes, whether with or without the social media. We have seen cases of people being raped all over the place. Nothing to do with social media. So you have to protect yourself by protecting your privacy. First and foremost, you have to stop trusting almost everybody or anything you see on social media unless you know who they are. Okay. So I'm very sorry you are in a very bad situation, and I'm really, really am sorry. I feel for you. Okay. But please don't blame the social media. Try to look at it as the fact that social media is an infrastructure. If you are in a car and the car was involved in an accident.
But can we blame the social media for aiding such particular, maybe, let's say, mischievous activity?
Can we blame motor cars for aiding accidents? If we can blame motor cars for aiding accidents, then we can blame social media for aiding that kind of activity that happened between Malama Salamatu and that person. You cannot, because I keep insisting, I keep telling people, social media is an infrastructure service.
Okay.
It is a service. Okay. You use it for good or you use it for bad. It depends on your own intentions.
Okay. Yes, listener, don't forget you are onto the program Media and Society, where Professor Abdullah Uba Adamu is responding to some of the questions sent in by our team and listeners on social media and its importance. Stay tuned.
Kokoma, a standby. A DBC Konga, oh my miss baby, wonder, go, I stand by. A DBC Konga, oh my miss baby, wonder, wonder. You my own, yeah. When you reach to buy me fine things, you all are a diet, yeah. Hey. If I tell you to make you do me better, try and understand. Yeah. As a woman, well, I keep plenty money. When you show me, say you fit, shake your body. You be chairman.
Welcome back. Yes, Professor, the next one comes from Usman Nasi, the teacher. He said, Salam, I really enjoy the program Media and Society. Keep it up.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.
Then Anas Kalu Shekar Loaded. He said, Hi, presenter. My kudos to you and Professor. Thank you for updating us on the fantastic program.
Okay. Thank you very much. Reloaded. I hope you'll not be rebooted.
The next one came from Amini PT. He said, do you believe cyberbullying can cause significant emotional harm, resulting in depression, anger, school avoidance, violence, and suicide?
It can, just like normal bullying in school. A kid goes to school and he's bullied. He's bullied for so many reasons. He could be a bad kid, he's bullied. He could be a very short person. He is also bullied. He could be very tall. He could be bullied because of his size.
Okay.
He could be bullied because his father gives him a very nice toy that nobody in the school has. He could be bullied because he has a backpack which contains, which has a picture of Spider-Man or Mickey Mouse, and people are taking, making jokes about him and so on and depressing him. It could be, it happens under normal circumstances. So it could happen online.
Okay.
Where it is easier to handle online is that online you have a greater control. You can shut out the person who is bullying you. Because the person who is bullying you need to have access to your number, access to your contact details.
Okay.
You can shut them out, you can shut them down.
Okay.
In physical cases, you cannot shut out the person. If you have to go to a school every day and meet the same person who is harassing you, there's nothing you can do except change school. And you can't keep changing schools all the time. So cyberbullying is a serious concern, not only in Nigeria, but in other parts of the world where a lot of kids have gone into all sorts of problems because they have been cyberbullied. They have been stalked by people that they don't know. But remember, every single activity in social networks or social media is initiated by you. Somebody writes you and says, please add me as a friend. It is up to you to evaluate that person and decide whether you really want them to be your friends or not. Somebody writes and engages in conversation with you, it's up to you to accept that particular conversation. You don't have to accept every conversation. So if somebody starts saying things that are out of line, things that are that makes you uncomfortable, the best thing to do is just shut them down, delete them from your contacts or something like that. So it is easier to handle rather than in a physical case of a school where a child is harassed simply because he happens to be different.
So, Professor, how do you describe cyberbullying? Is it a part of a social risk, or rather the negative effect of social media, this kind of cyberbullying we are talking about?
No, it is not negative effect of social media.
Okay.
Cyberbullying happens in normal society. So if bullying happens in your own area of IIT, for instance, you go to IIT and somebody is being bullied, what will that person do? Does he get out of IIT or does he stop interacting with human beings? It is bullying is bullying, whether it is done online or whether it is done offline.
Okay.
So it's not a question of negative impact of social media. It's negative impact of bad people who are bad,
okay,
and they will bully you anyway, regardless of whether it is online or offline.
Okay. Fatima Ibrahim, she said you often talked about self-control in social media, but how can she shun some pornographic that she didn't even request for on YouTube and other maybe social network?
Who asked you to go to those places? There is no way pornography will jump out of the internet and fall on your phone or fall on your laptop. It is normally brought about because somebody sent a message. If you see a message that you are not very, very happy with, you don't know who sent it, delete it. Don't even open it. It is only when you get to a situation of opening it that when you start saying bad thing.
Okay.
Everyone receives a lot of messages that contain some pornographic elements.
Okay.
All you have to do is delete it.
Okay.
In fact, most of the pornographic messages identify themselves.
Okay.
When you see a message that has no clearly discernible logical framework of explanation or communication, then you know it is from somebody bad. Just delete it. And make sure you put it in the spam folder so that it doesn't get into your inbox again. Because the spam folder is deleted after some time. Periodically, the service provider deletes it. So don't open any message whose origins you don't know.
Okay.
Or whose origins look very, very suspicious. Pornography and other horrible things on the internet don't just simply open up like that.
Okay.
You have to go to a place where they are located. And the idea is create that self-control and avoid going to those places.
Okay, how could she control herself from being tempted?
Well, now you're talking about something
temptation
that has nothing to do with social media.
Okay.
It's part of your life.
Okay.
So she needs to get to a counselor, a religious counselor like her imam,
okay,
or the pastor, depending on her religious faith. But she needs to go to a counselor,
okay,
and create a much more stronger form of social resistance.
Okay.
For her desires and so on and so forth.
Okay. The next one came from Abila. She said a girl was reported to have been deceived via social network, which led her into the trap of being raped. She wouldn't have been raped if there is no social media.
She would have been raped if she's walking down the street anyway. Every day you read about girls being raped.
Yes.
Every day. And these girls who are being raped are not raped on social media.
Yeah.
They are raped along our streets, along our lunguna, and along at the houses that are being built. Every day you read about it. So people will rape anyway, with or without social media, because they have been rapists. And the people who have been raping little children have nothing to do with social media. They just simply pick up somebody who is vulnerable. So she was vulnerable, and she exposed her vulnerability. And therefore she was led into that particular activity. You see a young girl selling groundnut or kola nut or something like that, and somebody dragging her into a building that has not been completed and raping her. What has social media got to do with that? So it's evil is evil, with or without social media. If somebody wants to rape, they will rape, with or without social media.
The next one comes from Salama too. She say, I've tried to opt out from social network. It makes me more isolated, and I am now depressed, and I feel more lonely. Please, Professor, propose to me some solution if there is.
Find some positive social networks and get in.
Okay.
Find something that is very educational. Find a group, for instance, that talk about your own subject area. I don't know if you're a science student or if you're an art student. Find a group of people who will be able to discuss academic things,
okay,
things that are religious.
Mm.
It is only when you get involved with secular issues, that is when the depression comes in. So the best way to do it is to get engaged in something positive,
okay,
rather than something negative.
Okay.
There are religious groups on the internet that you can get involved in. There are educational groups on the internet. There are entertainment groups on the internet.
Okay.
These are all areas of engagement that are positive.
Okay.
So try to avoid things that are very, very negative, things that will depress you. And limit your usage of the social networks to a particular number of minutes or hours per day,
okay,
so that you don't get too much involved in it,
okay,
and create a social network, non-internet based social network.
Mm.
Visit your friends, visit your relatives,
okay,
you know, engage with people, real people, rather than cyber people.
Okay. The next one comes from Zainab. She says, "Salam, sir. I am not in concord with you over what you have said in one of the program on whether social media has relationship with antisocial behavior based on a researches she have come across on a topic tagged social media and antisocial behavior."
Again, I like the idea of being disagreed with. And it's only women who seem to be disagreeing. I mean, you have Salama to write, and then there is another one,
Zainab.
Yeah. Which is fine. I really like it, and I like the fact that you go out of your way to study and see things that might be different from what we are saying. This is just fantastic. So Zainab, I really applaud you. I think it is amazing what you have been doing. Nevertheless, I still stand by my views in the sense that for every researcher who tells you there is something negative, there will be another researcher who will tell you there is something positive.
Yeah.
So it's just the equation of life.
Okay.
Life is full of good, life is also full of bad. So one bad apple, and I think we talk about that, cannot spoil the whole bunch as far as the equation of life is concerned when we are on the social network.
Yeah.
So there will be some researchers that will always tell you social networks are good.
Okay.
There will be researchers that will only tell you social networks are bad.
Okay.
It depends on the purpose of the researcher. It depends on your sampling. It depends on where you are doing the research. It depends on the educational level of the people you are talking. It depends on so many variables.
Okay.
So yes, you have read a place where it says social networks are antisocial. I agree with you. And at the same time, if you go on the same Google search engine, it will tell you that there are a lot of researchers that says social networks are positive.
Okay.
They have improved relationships. They have created new networks. They have created new realities and new possibilities and so on.
Okay.
So it's a question of life. Nobody can say it is good. Nobody can say it is bad. Okay. There are good. There are bad.
Okay. The next one comes from Alarama Coca-Cola. He said, "Your call has been addressed for... He heard in one of your program that the Amina Daura Power program should have been uploaded in online, and he heard that now the program has been uploaded by one of the academician here at Bayero University, Kano."
Alhamdulillah, that's fantastic, because I think that program is absolutely wonderful.
Okay.
It's fantastic. I never miss it. I really never miss it, because I learn so much. And I like the way Amina Daura presents his programs, full of knowledge, full of encyclopedic references and so on, without confusing people. I like that. So I'm very happy somebody has listened to the program and decided to create a podcast, because that's what it is called, a podcast of the program. So if there's a podcast of the program somewhere available on the internet, I think they should be able to tell people where is the link, how can we get to the link so that people can listen to it either online or download it.
Okay, and I think, Professor, with this question, we have to actually draw the curtain of the program due to a time factor. Thank you very much, Professor.
You're welcome.
Listener, you can send in a question, comment, or express your own personal opinion on whatever we discussed on 080-6528-1528. I will take that again, 080-6528-1528, but SMS only. On behalf of the program manager, Abatijallah Wallafisa Murtala Omar has been the program producer at Electric. I remain your true servant, Murtala Elias, and I say bye.